The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be your host for Ladies Magazines. Let's just jump right on in. This one is from Family Circle. The Taskmaster, this is about the bathroom sink. Where to start? When you scrub bathroom surfaces, both the germy bacteria and the cleaning chemicals can spray onto toothbrushes, the soap dispenser, and hand towels. First, move all those items away from the general area. Then you're ready to get right to it. Basin Basics. Cleaning arsenal. If you have a porcelain or stainless steel sink, use an all-purpose cleaner like the new Mr. Clean Clean Freak Deep Cleaning Mist. At MrClean.com, $5, and a cloth or paper towel for a quick wipe down of the basin. Dealing with stuck-on crud, you'll need elbow grease and baking soda. Dampen the sink, sprinkle baking soda all over to form a paste, and rub with a cloth or sponge till all the gunk is gone. Rinse the basin, then wipe it with a clean, dry cloth to reveal your shiny surface. To remove stains, combine a half cup powdered borax with the juice from half a lemon to form a paste. Rub this mixture on any stains. Noted exceptions, if your sink is a fancier material like marble or copper, be sure to use a cleaner developed specifically for its surface. You don't want to damage it with scrubbers or chemicals. Then we've got maintain the drain. As if you're not reminded every time you use the sink, the drain can be a shudder-inducing bacteria and debris catcher. When it clogs, here's the plan of attack. Flush out the nasty with a commercial drain cleaner, or try pouring a half cup white vinegar or baking soda down the drain, followed by very hot water. Another option is Lemi Shine Appliance Cleaner from Amazon.com, and that's spelled L-E-M-I. $7 for 3 packets. It works using citric acid and baking soda instead of harsh chemicals. Empty the pouch down the drain, then trickle hot water into it for about 2 minutes. If neither of these solutions works, it's time for a drain snake to come face to face with the hairy beast that's likely lurking below. The best way to prevent clogs is by replacing the drain stopper with a strainer. Just be sure to measure the diameter of your drain before you go to the store. Next headline here, goodbye goo. Keep bar soap from getting too slimy with soap standle, a little device that you embed in a bar of soap to keep it elevated. It's also a handle that prevents the slippery sucker from flying across the room when you use it. This is available from soapstandle.com, $8 for 2. Who knew? Handling the handles. Your kids use the toilet, wipe, flush, then turn on the faucet. So you want to disinfect those handles as often as possible, and the toilet handle too. Clorox Disinfecting Wipes from Target.com, $5, make this task so easy that even a teenager can do it. To get the debris out of the tiny crevice at the base of the handles and faucet, grab a piece of dental floss and go to town. The germiest spot is actually not the toilet, but the toothbrush holder. Clean it once a week, and we mean it. If it's a cup that sits in your sink, toss it in the dishwasher and call it a day. If it's attached to the wall or mirror, use a microfiber cloth with dish soap and hot, germ-killing water. Mirror reflections. Attack the splatter of water, toothpaste, spittle, and hairspray residue by misting the mirror with a solution that's equal parts white vinegar and water. We also like Method's Glass Plus Surface Cleaner, available from Target.com for $3. Wipe a microfiber cloth in a sweeping S motion from top to bottom, says Melissa Maker of Clean My Space website and YouTube channel. A paper towel can leave behind a trail of dust. And last, get them involved. Keep the disinfecting wipes within view and reach of the sink so that everyone can easily clean up after themselves. No excuses. Entice the budding scientist in your home to pour the cleaning mixture down the drain and hear it sizzle. Next up from Good Housekeeping, the year's hottest diet crazes. These eating plans are everywhere and people swear they're life-changing. But what's the science behind them, and should you go all in? First, the keto diet, very high fat, very low carb for weight loss. From 70 to 90% of calories come from fat and 10% or fewer from carbs. A meal might be steak, butter and greens. Grains, starchy veggies, and most fruits are forbidden. Meat and other high saturated fat foods are abundant. What happens in the body? This diet is designed to keep you in, put you into ketosis, a metabolic state in which you use fat for energy once glucose, the fuel derived from carbs, is depleted. Essentially, this diet alters the body's metabolism and mimics the state of starvation where the body's fighting to stay alive, says Whitney Leisenmeyer, Ph.D., R.D., an instructor at St. Louis University and a spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Much of the weight you lose initially, however, is water. For every gram of carbohydrate not eaten, 3 grams of water are lost, says Christine Clark, Ph.D., a sports nutrition expert. The pros? You can drop weight fast, which is motivating. Fans say they aren't hungry. The pseudo-starvation state triggers hormones that quell hunger cues. The cons, the water and electrolyte loss can raise your risk of dehydration, which contributes to the keto flu many complain about when first starting. You'll suffer from headaches, muscle soreness, and constipation, and feel moody and fatigued, Clark says. You'll need dietary supplements for the dozens of vitamins and minerals you aren't getting from fruit, starchy vegetables, and grains, which adds costs and raises your risk of chronic disease and bone loss over the long haul. Plus, the effect on appetite is reversed once you're off the diet, meaning you'll be as hungry as before, or more so. Next, the Mediterranean diet, a style of eating in keeping with the traditional diet of people near the sea in some European countries, parts of Africa, and the Middle East. What it is, the Mediterranean diet emphasizes healthy fats in foods such as olives, nuts, and plant-based oils, seafood at least twice a week, and beans, legumes, fruit, leafy greens, and whole grains every day. You can even have a daily glass of wine. Modest amounts of dairy are encouraged. Red meat is limited. What happens in the body? Because it's heavy on produce, whole grains, and healthy fats, you'll get loads of B vitamins and antioxidants, which help protect against cell damage, says Good Housekeeping Nutrition Director Jacqueline London, MSRD. Many of the foods you'll fill up on are linked to improving cholesterol levels, affecting heart health, and lowering risk of cognitive decline. Excuse me. Pros, reams of data have shown that people who eat the Mediterranean diet live longer, healthier lives. A large study in the 2013 Annals of Internal Medicine found that women who ate a Mediterranean-style diet had a 46% higher chance of aging healthfully without major chronic diseases or significant impairments in cognitive function or mental health. The wealth of high-fiber foods helps slow digestion and manage blood sugar, providing sustained energy. If you're on it to slim down, note that one study found that after a year on the diet, people's average weight loss was about 16 pounds. There aren't any, says London, as far as cons go. Just go heavy on veggies and light on the prosciutto di Parma. It's a lifestyle, not a diet. Next up is vegan. Followers don't eat animals, including fish, or any foods derived from animals, which includes eggs, dairy, and in some cases, even honey. Many vegans choose to eat this way for ethical reasons and because of the impact of the production of meat and dairy has on our carbon footprint. What happens in the body? By cutting out meat and dairy, you may eat fewer calories from saturated fat, says London. You may also add more fiber-rich foods, which helps your heart and aids digestion. The pros to this, when done right, with lots of fruits, veggies, nuts, and pulses, a vegan diet tends to be high in vitamins and phytochemicals and low in saturated fat. This means lower rates of cardiovascular disease, some cancers, and diabetes. People tend to lose weight on a vegan diet. A 2016 Harvard study found that vegans lost more weight than lacto-ovo vegetarians. The evidence we have supporting a vegan diet is very strong, better not only for human health, but for the health of the planet, says David Katz, MD, founding director of Yale University's Yale Griffin Prevention Research Center, founder and president of True Health Initiative, and author of The Truth About Food. Cons? Eating healthfully as a vegan can require a ton of planning to get nutrients you need, especially vitamins B12 and D and omega-3 fatty acids, says London. Next one, DASH. It stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. This salt-restricted diet emphasizes fruits, vegetables, and whole grains and includes low-fat or non-fat dairy plus sweets in moderation. What happens in the body? DASH is heavy on foods with minerals linked to blood pressure regulation, such as potassium, calcium, and magnesium, while cutting salt. Lowering sodium optimizes blood flow throughout your body, says London, and the antioxidants you munch protect vascular cells from damage, which is linked to decreased risk of chronic disease. The pros? DASH is simple to follow because it doesn't require radical food choices, says Dr. Katz. The plan is easily modifiable for weight loss. One study found an average of 3 pounds lost over 8 to 12 weeks. There are no cons unless you hate to track and count. This diet has specific nutrition targets and servings, which can be a turnoff for some people, says London. And last, we'll do the paleo diet. You eat as your hunter-gatherer Stone Age ancestors. I'm actually going to skip this one because there are so many cons. I'm going to skip that one. And so that is it for that article. We don't want to give you a diet that we really shouldn't be following. From Real Simple, How to Sharpen Your Memory. These expert-backed tips for recalling facts, figures, and yes, where you left your car keys are worth holding on to. 1. Get moving. Long staff meeting? Take a short, brisk walk right after it to help you remember what was covered, says Terence Sinowski, Ph.D., a professor at the Salk Institute for Biological Studies and a distinguished professor at the University of California, San Diego. Sinowski's research also suggests that regular moderate exercise, elevating your heart rate above 85 beats per minute for 20 minutes, helps maintain the health of neurons in the hippocampus, the portion of the brain responsible for forming long-term memories. Always misplacing your keys? Do an uncommon gesture, like hopping on one foot, before setting them down to help your brain mark the location, says Nelson Dellis, a four-time winner of the U.S. Memory Championship and the author of Remember It. 2. Visit the palace. Top memory athletes, yes, that's a thing, use a technique called the memory palace. Imagine a route through your house in which you visit areas, front door, living room, dining room, in the same order every time, says Dellis. If you're recalling a list of errands, imagine your dry cleaning at the door, your checks to cash in the living room, your prescriptions in the dining room, and so forth. To recall the list later, think of the memory palace and eventually and mentally navigate the same path, picking up the images you laid there, says Dellis. Next, make it weird. For the most part, our brains are good at remembering pictures, explains Dellis. Instead of trying to memorize day-to-day essentials such as names, to-do lists, passwords, and so forth by brute force, he recommends turning them into pictures you visualize in your mind's eye. The more bizarre or over-the-top the image, the better the brain will recall it, he says. For example, if you need to remember to pick up milk on the way home from work, don't just think to yourself, I need to grab a gallon. But also imagine something like your car, stuffed to the gills with cartons and milk gushing out the windows. This idiosyncratic image is far more likely to stick and be ready for recall later. 4. Put it on repeat. Unfortunately, our brains are designed to forget, says Dellis. The best way to hold on to something indefinitely is to review it more than once. Say there's a casserole you make regularly and you want to commit the recipe to memory. You could try memorizing the ingredient list and cooking instructions in one fell swoop, but a more effective strategy would be to spend a few minutes a day reviewing the recipe over a span of 5 or 6 days. You'll spend the same amount of time, says Dellis, but you will retain the information much, much longer if you give your brain time to rest and revisit. And last, catch some Z's. A good night's rest has been long equated with memory retention and optimal brain health. But recent studies show that mere napping can also bolster memory. Your experiences are consolidated during sleep, explains Sinowski. While 8 hours a night is the standard bearer, we now know that a nap also has a powerful effect. A 2016 study from the University of California, Riverside, found that participants who partook in a 90-minute midday nap were better able to retain information and tackle creativity challenges. But even a quick 20 minutes of shut-eye can send the brain into REM sleep and help preserve memories, adds Sanowski. Nighty-night. From Family Circle, pick of the litter. Choosing the right cat litter and litter box can make an unpleasant task way more tolerable. When you gaze into your cat's eyes, you feel like you're making a deep, soulful connection. When you gaze into the corner of where you keep their box, you should feel like you could scream because of all the scattered granules and noxious odors. You'll be happy to hear your cat and your cleaning are not to blame. It could be your litter. To clump or not to clump. Litter will either stay generally granular or clump when it gets wet. Bags are usually marked clumping or non-clumping. Both types are typically made out of clay. Clumping litter makes it super easy for you to scoop every day, says Whitney Miller, DVM, Director of Veterinary Medicine at Petco. Non-clumping absorbs more urine, which means less scooping, making it a good choice if you have a busy schedule. Miller recommends changing litter every other week. When the box gets too gross, even your cat will avoid it and go elsewhere, and that's a headache for you. Then about a litter box. Until cats can be trained to use the toilet, you've seen the YouTube videos, and a woman can dream. A box will have to do, and here's what to keep in mind when you're choosing. A litter box should allow your cat to stand on all four paws and still have space to posture, scratch, and sniff. If your cat can't move around, the box is too small. To make it as easy as possible for your cat to get in and out, especially if they're elderly or arthritic, go for a box without walls or a top. Admittedly, with this option, you'll probably want to keep a dustpan and brush handy. If minimizing mess is a priority, a covered box is your best choice. To reduce spills and scatter, try a top entry box that is entirely enclosed except for the entry hole up top. The smell factor. The odor of a litter box should be its own circle of hell. Although your cat's box might not ever smell heavenly, you can minimize that stench. Look for odor-absorbing litter, which usually contains a neutralizing ingredient like baking soda, or scented litter, which camouflages unpleasant odors. Cats with various sensitivities, from tender paws to asthma to delicate noses, may benefit from natural litters that are low dust or dust-free and made from walnut shells, wheat, or other gentle, biodegradable materials, says Dr. Miller. Just be ready to cough up more money. These products may cost up to twice as much as regular litter. And one butt per box. Each cat should have its own box. Granted, enforcing separate boxes may be virtually impossible. You're familiar with the expression herding cats. Just to be sure to use multi-cat litter, which absorbs odors especially well, in case of cats ending up pig-piling and using the same box, or if you don't have the space for multiple box. And last, take note, regardless of the type of litter you get, even if it's labeled flushable, do not flush litter. It may not dissolve in water and could clog your pipes. Next, on duty from Family Circle, because managing family is a full-time job. First, cut up your family's favorite fruits and veggies on Sunday, and they'll serve as pre-portioned snacks, work-aheads for weeknight dinners, and smoothie add-ins. Cook up batches of grains and proteins on Sunday. That way, it's easy to add roasted chicken to a salad or throw some brown rice in a dish during the week. What your teen means? The phrase, slide into your DMs. The definition, to slide into someone's DMs means to send them a direct message on social media, often in a flirtatious way. This occurs with Instagram and Twitter accounts and can lead to relationships online and IRL, which is in real life. In a sentence, you can say, Nick Jonas slid into Priyana Chopra's Twitter DMs and now they're married. Next, stop your crying. Onions seem to be in 99.9% of dinner recipes, and chopping them makes your mascara run every time. Sunions to the rescue. These sweet, mild, crunchy onions have less of the tear-inducing compound found in traditional onions. Their season is December through April, so go to iHeartSunions.com to see which supermarkets near you are carrying them. Chase the blues away. Every day, Americans spend an average of 3.6 hours looking at our mobile devices. And we're willing to bet your teen clocks even more. That exposes them to blue light, which can cause sleep problems and may be linked to increased cancer and diabetes risk. You can make staring at an iPhone or iPad much safer with an EyeJust screen protector, and that's spelled EyeJust. The scratch-resistant tempered glass filters out those worrisome blue rays. Blue light blocking screen protector from EyeJust.com from $25. And last, Aunt Flo, flown in. Did you use the last tampon? Is something you'll never accuse your daughter of again, or vice versa. Athena Club is a monthly subscription service for tampons, and they let you custom configure the contents of each 18-pack with absorbencies you actually use. You can go to athenaclub.com, and it's from $6.50 for 18 premium tampons per delivery. We move now to some food items here. From Good Housekeeping, Happy Pie Day, March 14th, a.k.a. 3.14, bake a delicious pie. We've got 700-plus pie recipes on goodhousekeeping.com using these helpful hacks. One, top toppers. We all scream for ice cream, but homemade whip is also a winner. Swap in yogurt, sour cream, or mascarpone for half the heavy cream to give yours a tangy taste. Cute decorations. Re-roll dough scraps and use a cookie cutter to cut out fun shapes, hearts, stars, you name it, that you can stick onto the top of your pie crust before baking. And last, no cook crust. Crush 14 graham crackers to form a fine crumbs. Mix with 6 tablespoons melted butter and press evenly onto the bottom and up the side of a 9-inch pie plate. Refrigerate at least 20 minutes. And like I said, you can go to goodhousekeeping.com for pie recipes. Next, from Family Circle, we've got some family dinners here because you've got to get food on the table. So these are purported to be quick and easy. And first up, we've got beef and bean chili. Brown 2 pounds ground round and 1 sweet onion chopped in a large heavy pot over medium high 10 minutes. Add 3 cloves of garlic chopped and cook for 3 minutes. Add 1/4 cup chili powder, 3 teaspoons salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Cook 1 minute. Stir in 1 15-ounce can petite cut diced tomatoes, 1 15-ounce can tomato sauce, and 1/2 cup water. Bring to a simmer. Partially cover and cook 20 minutes. Drain and rinse 1 29-ounce can or 2 15-ounce cans of dark kidney beans. Stir into the pot and heat through. Serve topped with diced avocado, sour cream, cilantro, and hot sauce if desired. Serves 6. Then we have soy glazed chicken thighs. Heat oven to 400. Remove skin from 8 small bone-in chicken thighs and place on a large rimmed foil-lined baking sheet. Season with 1/4 teaspoon salt and 1/8 teaspoon pepper. Roast 20 minutes. In a small bowl, whisk 1 tablespoon each low-sodium soy sauce and honey. Brush on the chicken. Roast 15 more minutes. Meanwhile, bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add 12 ounces spaghetti and cook per package directions. Drain and rinse in cool water. Whisk 1/4 cup rice vinegar with 3 tablespoons each, low sodium soy sauce, vegetable oil, and peanut butter, 1 tablespoon honey, 2 teaspoons sesame oil, and 3 sliced scallions. Toss with the spaghetti. Brush chicken with drippings from the pan and serve with the noodles and your favorite green vegetable. Serves 4 people. Shrimp and sausage skillet. Heat 2 tablespoons EVU, that's extra virgin olive oil, in a large skillet over medium high. Add one red bell pepper, cored and sliced, two ribs celery, chopped, one small onion, halved and sliced, two large cloves garlic, sliced. Cook, stirring 4 minutes. Add one 13-ounce packaged turkey kielbasa, sliced, and cook 3 minutes. Stir in 1 pound medium raw shrimp, peeled and deveined, half teaspoon smoked paprika, and an eighth teaspoon salt. Cover and cook 3 minutes, then stir in 2 cups hot cooked brown rice and cook 1 minute. Serves four. And spinach ricotta lasagna. Heat oven to 375. Coat a 13x9x2 inch baking dish with nonstick spray. In a large bowl, combine 1 32-ounce container of part skim ricotta cheese with 1 10-ounce package frozen chopped spinach, thawed and squeezed dry. 1 large egg, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan, 1/2 cup Italian cheese blend, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and a few grinds of black pepper. In a second bowl, combine 1 24-ounce jar chunky marinara or arrabbiata sauce with 1 15-ounce can fire-roasted diced tomatoes with garlic. Begin layering. Spoon 1/2 cup tomato sauce over the bottom of the prepared dish. Top with 3 no-boil lasagna noodles. You'll need 12 total. 1/4 of the ricotta mixture and 3/4 cup tomato sauce. Repeat this 3 more times, topping with any remaining tomato sauce. Sprinkle with 1 1/2 cups Italian cheese blend and 1/4 cup Parmesan, grated. Cover with foil and bake 25 minutes. Uncover and bake 25 minutes more. Let stand 10 minutes before serving, and this serves 8 people. From Family Circle, nut clusters. Nuts are so tasty, they don't need much gussying up, and these clusters are addictive and versatile, good as a snack, crumbled over yogurt, or sprinkled on your salad. In a food processor, combine 1 cup each, whole toasted almonds, pecan halves, and walnut halves. Pulse to roughly chop. Add to a large bowl with 3/4 cup each grape nuts and Rice Krispies cereals. In a small bowl, whisk 3 egg whites, 6 tablespoons maple syrup, and 1/2 to 3/4 teaspoon salt. Pour over the nut mixture and mix well. Spoon loose tablespoonfuls onto 2 parchment-lined cookie sheets. Bake at 325 in upper and lower thirds of the oven for 23 to 25 minutes, rotating the pans halfway through. Cool on the pans 5 minutes, then cool completely on rack. Store in an airtight container for up to a week. This makes about 40 clusters. And as a swap it, sub in 3 cups of any nuts and try honey instead of the maple syrup. From Family Circle, stroke signs by sex. I think I'm having a stroke is exactly what you should tell 911 if you notice any of these red flags. For women, loss of consciousness, fainting, general weakness, shortness of breath, disorientation, sudden behavioral changes, agitation, hallucination, nausea, vomiting, pain, seizures, hiccups, or fever. For both men and women, face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, sudden confusion, trouble seeing, sudden dizziness, sudden severe headache. And for men, loss of senses, loss of control of body movements, double vision, repetitive, uncontrolled eye movements. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long till next time.